Hey, we're in store for a treat here. There's First Hour on WIB and WIB.com. I've had a lot of interviews with the lady to my left over the years, Melinda Gardner, longest-serving pregnancy care center director in the nation, if not the world. And had the privilege of serving on the board for Apple for 5 years back in the day. And they're celebrating their 35th anniversary. Seems like just yesterday we were at the dinner to celebrate 30. So the Walk for Life is ahead in September. We want to raise your attention to that. But also to respond to some lies and some absolute complete hatred towards the pro-life movement and pregnancy care centers that you need to be aware of that was dispensed on a supposed comedy or infotainment show on cable earlier in May. So we'll get to some of that later in the middle segments of the show. WWIB and WIB.com, front page made possible in part thanks to you and your generous tax-deductible support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Shout out to Jesse Yang, who was with us in studio yesterday from QOW-TV18, and Andrea Albers and Keith Edwards. Thanks for presenting the report on our family moving to Liberia in 16 days. Yes, countdown is on. And so I thought the report went real well last night at 6 o'clock. So, again, thanks to so many people who commented on Facebook and social media. So, Melinda Gardner, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here again, Mark.
A lot of interviews, a lot of time over the years,
yeah.
Board meetings, et cetera, Walks for Life. And I'm leaving, you're staying.
You are.
Yeah.
I know. That's right. And we just pray all the best for you for sure. I know you're going to have a remarkable adventure.
Absolutely. It is going to be that. We got married and we talked about the great adventure. I didn't think it was going to take this particular path, but
right.
There you go. Right?
Yes.
All right. So congratulations to Apple. I remember the dinner at Peace Church for the 30th. Wow. It's the 35th. Just like that, huh?
I know. It's scary how fast it goes, isn't it?
Yeah. So, you, in fact, inviting people to the Walk for Life, and I'm looking at here 35 reasons to celebrate Apple's 35 years of ministry.
Right. Right. We did some digging into some statistics and stuff this year because we just thought it would be really fun to, you know, tell people some of the things that we've had 33 board members and you were one of them. That's, you know, a lot of people didn't know that. I loved that we counted how many people we've trained. We've trained 459 volunteers.
Wow.
In a 24-hour, really extensive counseling training. And they didn't all volunteer with us. That, you know, just because you go through the training doesn't mean you're naturally going to for sure do that or that it's the right fit for you either.
Uh-huh.
But that's how many people we've actually trained. And that's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
It really is.
Absolutely. I mean, we should just, you never know in terms of who's catching up or who's saying.
Yes.
Our new employee, Josh, was just introducing you to him. And as he moves over here from Minnesota, people are like, so Apple, so this is a fruit ministry or what's it all about? So
Apple stands for Aiding Problem Pregnancies with Love and Encouragement. And we are one of the oldest pregnancy centers in the nation, which I think says a lot about the Chippewa Valley. Started in one room in Sacred Heart Hospital in the physician's office building. And it's just grown and grown and changed, and God's really used this place in a lot of ways.
What was the thinking in the beginning and what has continued to be in terms of the necessity for Apple?
You know, I think it's really easy for pro-life people to say, I think abortion is wrong and don't have one. What are you actually doing about it? How are you actually helping people? Are you telling them about fetal development? Are you telling them about the consequences? And more important, are you walking through that pregnancy and beyond with them?
Uh-huh.
And that's what we wanted to do. We've been in labor and delivery with people who didn't have anybody to be there with. We've helped people find housing or brought them to a maternity home. We have this amazing Earn While You Learn program now where our moms and dads can come in every week and pick from a curriculum and learn about pregnancy or childbirth or finances or, you know, just there's a huge curriculum and they get diapers, baby clothes, car seats, strollers, all kinds of things that are donated to the center. So they get taught, they get mentored, and they get rewarded with the things they need. We have clients who've said, you know what? I never bought a diaper for my child because I came to the center every week and earned them. And that's pretty incredible.
Having said that, it's yesterday when I told you about something on cable you wish I wouldn't have told you about, which
right.
was a so-called comedy sketch, but kind of a takeoff of the Daily Show with Jon Stewart, a former contributor there, Samantha Bee on TBS, and her program, which is... it's called Full Frontal, but...
which should tell you something.
It's an assault on the truth, actually.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it did. And in fact, you came in and you said, I'm still angry and upset on some of the things I saw from that. And it was a piece of garbage, but I wanted to confront it because it was out there in May. And we'll get to it coming up in the next segment. But there are, you know, some of the lies that are put forward, and it had to... It made me so angry. And I'm like, you know the details of all that you do at Apple and so many other great pregnancy care centers around the country and
right.
even in other countries. Is that right?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, again, this is believing in, I guess the roots of it are, and what's continued for you is, right, the belief in sanctity of life. But certainly that's key. That's fundamental.
Of course.
But also in terms of, you've done so much speaking in terms of sexual responsibility for kids and what's their best interest, right?
Right, right. And that's something that I really feel strongly about. I mean, we need to tell people, you know, and young kids in particular, that this is a really big deal, because the world kind of says it's not, and that it's a game. And we see the repercussions of that. We see people in a lot of pain, and we see young people who are terrified and who are going to have a baby who don't have any, you know, idea what that's going to look like, because nobody said, you know, people say they're going to do it anyway, so, you know, just tell them to be safe. It's just ridiculous. It's like saying, I actually have a cartoon in my office that came from Focus on the Family, and it's a picture of a counselor in a school, and she's saying, well, we know kids are going to use drugs anyway, so let's give them a clean needle. And you can get it at the school nurse. And it's such a sort of ridiculous, offensive message. But that's what we do with our kids and sexuality. And that just really makes me sad. And because, like I said, we see the consequences of it. We see people, young women who've had abortions, who are in a lot of pain and are going, I don't know how to learn to live with this. That's part of what we do, is post-abortion counseling.
Let's have a little bit of fun. Let's. I've got a list in front of me. Do you have the 35 reasons here?
I mean,
let's do it. Let's celebrate, and let's just leave no reason unturned. Let's share. Let's kind of alternate back and forth. So, ladies first. You do the first one. It starts off with 8 different facts about Apple's 35 years of ministry. So,
okay, there are many people walking around the Chippewa Valley today because of the Apple Pregnancy Care Center.
Mm-hmm. I think about some of the moms and dads we've met in studio over the
yes.
years and have heard at Walks for Life. Apple started way back in 1981, as you mentioned, in one room in Sacred Heart Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Our first fundraising event in 1987 was called Life Cycle. It was in Chippewa Falls. We had 55 participants.
Raise your hand if you remember being there, right? the Apple Roll, now Walk for Life, began in 1991. Last year, 310 participants.
That's right. And we raised $47,000 last
awesome.
Year. Yes. Alice Myers, who came in a wheelchair when she could no longer walk, participated for 19 years and raised almost $82,000.
That's incredible.
She was an incredible testimony.
Do we call, and so do we still recognize, and is there still, like, the biggest fundraiser gets recognized?
Yes.
Is it called
yes.
the Alice Myers
yeah.
Award?
It should be.
It should be, yeah, right. Number 6, in 29 years, the Life Cycle and Apple Roll or Walk for Life raised over $591,000, almost $600,000.
Right. We've had 10 paid staff members through the years and only one director.
Huh.
I don't know when to quit.
There we go. Yeah, number 8, Melinda Gardner, the longest serving pregnancy center director in the country. If not, I'm saying the world.
Well, maybe. then we're going to go to some moments here. we've got some quotes and stuff from uh-huh. clients. We speak to students in area schools about love, sex, and healthy relationships. One 8th grade boy chased me down the hall to say, I needed to hear what you had to say. Thanks for coming.
Cool.
That's a good day at work.
That is a good day. Instead of birthday presents for themselves, several young girls have asked their friends to buy presents for the kids helped by Apple.
One university student who volunteered at our center weekly changed her major because of it and graduated, and now she's been hired for a pro-life ministry in Minnesota.
Awesome.
Yep.
One local church youth group was so moved after touring Apple that the high school girls organized a thrift sale and raised $1,200.
That's awesome. That was Jacob's Well Girls, by the way. If you might remember that if you went to that church, because the whole church participated. A client told us, everyone here is so good to me.
You guys really got me thinking on a different track, a client said.
Right. And more facts. We have had 33 board members over the years.
Mm-hmm. And current staff of 5 has 83 years of experience working here.
Right.
Give that a serious start out of the gate there, Melinda.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We began the baby bottle boomerang in 2003. That particular fundraiser, you might be involved in it in your church, has raised over $181,000.
Wow, think of that. Change.
Change.
Just change.
Just change.
That
it's
is something.
Very
wow.
Cool.
A 16-year-old left a note with the baby bottle fundraiser that said, I am here. I am here because of Apple.
That's right. And that young woman spoke at one of our banquets. It was pretty powerful. Huh. We have trained 459 volunteers in counseling skills. All use the skills they are taught at Apple or in other places.
CareNet Pregnancy Centers save communities over $56 million a year by providing services otherwise provided by the local government and building healthy families through education and support. Again, care-net.org. Again, right. What does it mean that you're a CareNet Pregnancy Center?
Well, that means we're affiliated with a group that offers us information, expertise, conferences, networking, legal advice, all of that kind of thing. And so it's really important. You know, we don't want to be out here on our own. We want to know that there's somebody kind of has our back and that we have somebody that we can call and say, hey, what do we do with this?
Number 21 out of the 35.
Right. A young woman said calling your center was the best phone call I ever made. That was a university student who was terrified and pregnant and came in, just got calmed down and mentored and talked to. And she went and told her boyfriend. They ended up getting married earlier than they planned. And she told me, you know what she said to me the day they left and went back to Minnesota? She said, I have never met a woman who had an abortion who didn't regret it. And I've never met anyone who had their baby who didn't love it. That was pretty powerful.
We're going to hear an amazing quote later that you may have heard in the report, though, that left me speechless.
Right.
Here's one. Kathy is an Apple volunteer who was also nominated for a Sunshine Award, about whom it's said, Kathy's the only one I'll talk to about absolutely anything. So this is an example of the program you have for women,
right,
that goes well beyond just the perception of that pregnancy test, right?
Right. And there was a grandmother who told me recently that she found out her granddaughter was born because the parents came to Apple. They were being kind of pressured into abortion by some family members. And they did not do that because they came.
Apple Pregnancy Care Center, 35 years, and we're giving you 35 reasons to celebrate. Number 24 is a young couple came in looking for an abortion. They chose to carry their beautiful red-haired baby girl to term because they came to the center.
Right. That story came to me because they emailed me from Minnesota, where they live now, and said, we just need to tell you this story. It was pretty powerful. The next one is somebody who just said, I knew you'd help.
And another client said, I'll never forget the conversation I had with you.
Mm-hmm. And more facts. So Donna Miller, our longest serving volunteer, began in April of 1987. She's been volunteering for 29 years at Apple.
Wonderful, joyful woman of the Lord. I saw her at an event, a fundraising event for a man battling cancer recently. Lucia Schoen joined the board for Apple after she retired from mission work in Japan, where she and her husband, John, right, about 40 years there, and she's still serving over 22 years later, the longest-serving board. She's still a member of the Apple board?
She is.
Wow.
She is. She's the wisdom. She's a pretty incredible lady. Apple's influence has reached as far as Asia. Christian counselors had Melinda come and train them in post-abortion counseling, which is a desperate need there.
Wow.
It was pretty amazing time.
That's right. I remember that now. You spent a couple of weeks. Yeah,
we did.
That's great.
We did.
117 clients have gone through the 8 to 10 week post-abortion program.
Right. And a client said the post-abortion counseling saved my marriage.
The Earn While You Learn program began in 2006. Wow, it's been 10 years now. Clients attend parenting and life skills classes while earning diapers, formula, or baby clothes. It's been a huge success, hasn't it?
It has. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's one of those things where it's so important to give them the mentoring and support that they need through all of this. Don't just say, here's a pack of diapers, but they love it. Here's one of the client's responses when she learned about the program. She said, you mean I can come every week and learn and get the things I need?
Huh.
Right.
Outstanding. And I lost track. Okay. Yeah, there 34. We go. Number 34. Yeah. a client said, my baby is here because of you.
That's right. And a post-abortion client said, you saved my life. Huh. I remember when she said that, okay. And she said, no, I want you to know you saved my life. So
all of that to say, you are invited to the 35th, I don't know, is it the 35th annual Walk for Life?
No,
or
it's not.
Close to it. All right. Well, celebrating 35 years though at the Walk for Life on September 17th, it's just a few Saturdays away. Be planning now. And how can people be involved in terms of raising funds and, helping make this maybe 50,000. If you raised 47 last year, you got to shoot for 50.
That'd be awesome. That would be fantastic.
How can they get involved?
They can, your church probably has a brochure, but and they went out in the mail to our 2,200 people on our mailing list this week. But if you didn't get that and you want a brochure, you can call the center and ask for one, or you can go on friendsofapple.org and go to the events section. And you can actually sign up and get your own website and promote it on Facebook and through email and that kind of stuff. So it's really, really easy to do. And people can actually give to you on there, so you don't even have to collect the money.
That's the way to go.
It's very cool.
Tell us one more time where to go, how to do that.
Friendsofapple.org.
All right, friendsofapple.org. Get hooked up, social media, and garner your pledges. And let's get over 50. We had over 310 people last year. Hey, the number of people, but $50,000. I can see it. We can do it for Apple, September 17th.
I can see the tears filling your eyes, and I know where they're coming from. They're coming from a heart that's broken in two by what you don't see. The person in the mirror doesn't look like.
Running a business means making every hour of every day count. DCS NetLink offers the solution, the Google Calendar app. With Google Calendar, you can share project calendars among team members, make appointment scheduling easier, and even send invites and manage RSVPs. Plus, you can access it from any web-enabled device. DCS NetLink can even schedule sessions to teach your staff all about it. Get the solution to making every hour count. See DCSNetLink.com.
Let the sunshine in and keep the drafts out with new windows from Rock and Tate Exteriors. Learn more at rockandtate.com.
Your exterior specialist, Rock and Tate.
The cows of Omega Valley Farmers can't come back to school with you.
Attention, class. Huh?
But your kids can bring the natural goodness of Omega Valley Farmers cheeses to lunch every day. Pack their backpacks with tasty, healthy, energizing snacks, like Omega Valley 1-ounce snack cheeses, all containing naturally derived omega-3s. Look for Colby Jack and Monterey Jack, now available in multi-packs. Omega Valley Farmers of Wisconsin, naturally better.
Chapman celebrating the sanctity of human life. Again, fearfully and wonderfully made, each and every person. And Apple has certainly embodied that through their 35 years of ministry. Help them celebrate coming up September 17th. Again, Owen Park and Eau Claire, right?
That's right, Owen Park.
All right, well, we're going to take a turn here because I want to just illustrate here in these next couple of segments in terms of there is literal hatred, strong hatred and opposition and a lot of lying going on when it comes to the work that you and other pregnancy care centers do around the country. And even some new legislation, what's been going on in California and even in Illinois with a Republican governor, Melinda?
Well, they've just determined this happened in the fall in California, and it just happened in Illinois. The Republican governor signed this bill, and they're saying that crisis pregnancy centers have to tell women where to go to get abortions. Talk about taking away your freedom of speech.
So repeat that one more time.
You have to have a sign in your pregnancy center in 48-point font referring women for abortions, or you get fined.
And so there's a lot of anger and upset, as people are going to hear from this piece from a cable comedy show, that they are outraged about pregnancy care centers and the work you do and some of the attacks. And so they think, oh, you look like a fake clinic, et cetera.
Right. We have never pretended to be a clinic. They actually said we're stealing their fonts. Mm. We detain people. We make them wait hours for their pregnancy test results. It's so much garbage.
So we're going to wade into the garbage here a little bit just so people know, because when I saw this back in May, it was outrageous. It was outlandish. And I'm sorry to have told you about it yesterday. Your life was better.
It was.
More blissful without this. But here we go. It's actually a comedian, Samantha Bee. She used to be a contributor on The Daily Show. She's got her own show. I think maybe it's just Monday nights on TBS. I'm not sure. It's called Full Frontal is what it's called. There is a lot of cursing and vulgarity. We have edited out. And so when you hear laughters, again, they were giving this comedy sketch in front of a live audience. She is aided by supposed comedian Patton Oswalt as well. And so here we go. Fasten your seatbelts, starting with Mr. Patton Oswalt as he sets this up.
The best cons are the lies that hide in plain sight. The Electoral College. God. But tonight, we'll look at both sides of the coin. The truth. And the illusion. We are casting our gaze toward the ultimate hustle. A conception deception. A masterpiece of gynecological grift, crisis, pregnancy centers.
Now, again, we celebrate Apple. We love our long relationship between WIB and Apple, Apple and WIB. And so you can kind of hear this and go, what? I mean, something that seems as good and helpful and wholesome as mom and apple pie is the pregnancy care center, but that's not the view of everybody, apparently, Melinda.
No, it's not. Apparently, this is from that website that I went to find that piece of garbage show. Sorry.
That's all right, it's true.
And it's the common lies told by crisis pregnancy centers. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what it's from? NARAL. Do you know what NARAL is? The mm-hmm. National Abortion Rights Action League. And we were reading some of them yesterday afternoon, and the staff was like, "Moop, never said that. Wow, I've never said that. Mm-hmm. Wow, we've never even heard that." You know, they're just making stuff up. And plus, who's lying here?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I want people to decide. And if hopefully listen close, and if you're riled up, I mean, whatever, I want to get your response. But again, here's where you take your anger is go raise funds for Apple, mm-hmm. put them over $50,000 with the September 17th Walk for Life. One of the key people they talk about, again, in this, Vicky Saporta, she's the president of the National Abortion Federation.
A crisis pregnancy center is a fake abortion clinic. They spread these lies, hoping to frighten women and to persuade them not to go ahead with obtaining the abortion that they want.
So we've edited this all up. We want your response throughout. A fake abortion clinic. Is that how you've thought of yourself all these years?
That's absolutely ridiculous. No one who walks in our doors believes that we're an abortion clinic in 35 years. Nobody's ever thought that. We're not a fake anything. Here's an article written by the editorial board of the Oklahoman newspaper, and it's called "Crisis Pregnancy Centers Doing Good Work in Oklahoma and elsewhere. It says the centers use false and misleading advertising and the offer of free pregnancy testing or other services to lure women into their offices with the goal of dissuading them from having abortions. They say lure. In Oklahoma, they offer a host of services, including free pregnancy testing and ultrasound. Is it incomprehensible that some women might really want access to that kind of support network when facing an unplanned pregnancy? And how is it misleading to advertise that a center provides free pregnancy testing and ultrasounds when that center provides free pregnancy testing and ultrasounds? You know, it's interesting how they give women such power and, you know, that they're so intelligent and they act like we can dissuade them. And you, what we're doing is saying, here's the deal. We'll help you with this if that's what you want. We would love to walk through this with you. And yeah, they go on in this, in the full frontal piece to say that we disappear without a trace.
Right.
We've been there 35 years. Find us.
Absolutely. Here's more from Vicky Saporta, the president of National Abortion Federation.
They create the illusion that they're an abortion clinic by adopting names that are similar to abortion clinics, adopting the same logos and fonts.
They try to have women come in to have a free pregnancy test or a free ultrasound, and then their goal is to detain them.
Oh, man.
Some of it you may have responded to already, but again, as we work our way through, we'll give you opportunities.
Detain them. We make them wait hours for their pregnancy test results. You find one Apple client who ever waited hours for a pregnancy test result, and I'll give you $1 million.
But so why is it, I mean, they're so upset. I mean, they hate the fact you offer free, I mean, they want clients, right? I mean, we know about Planned Parenthood in terms of the money they make off of abortion, et cetera, right? The leading abortion provider in America. So.
Exactly, exactly. And you know what? Why, if you say you're pro-choice, why does it make you so upset that someone wants to help someone not make that choice for abortion? Women are being forced into abortions all the time. We see women who come in and they're like, yep, you know, my family's making me do this. My partner's making me do this. Where's the choice for her?
Yeah, you're there on the front lines. And so, you know, you experience it. Again, if you have questions or comments about this or you saw this piece, you've heard about it, you have a reaction to it, we'd like to hear from you. Maybe you've had your own involvement at Apple as a volunteer, as a client. We'd love to hear from you. 723-2555. In this piece, we're going to continue with in a moment. There's a woman by the name of Charisse Scott. They bill her as a crisis pregnancy center, a mark, as if you're just out there trying to dupe people, et cetera. Some things she says, her story, and ultimately something she said that will make your jaw drop. Front page.
Important message from Muldoon's Menswear in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. We are having a sidewalk sale today until 6 p.m. Everything outside is 80% off. Remember, 80% off, $25 pair of shoes, now $5. Muldoon's Menswear, Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Mixers, monitors, microphones, and more. It's all at Speed of Sound, Eau Claire.
On the search for an apartment? Contact Peters Rentals, a proven landlord with over 45 years of satisfied, secure tenants. As the owners, they take pride in their well-cared-for apartments. Call Peters Rentals, the responsible property owners.
Stephen Curtis Chapman, front page, WWIBandWib.com. He's been doing his thing with contemporary Christian music for quite a while. Melinda's been there with Apple for 35 years. I've been thrilled to be a part of WWIB's ministry here for 30 years as well. And you're invited to help us celebrate and help send our family off to Liberia. A big party a week from tomorrow, 2 to 6 here, open house, the communications center downstairs, refreshments to be served. Love to have you here. Marco, your authorized candidate, HB Konica Minolta dealer. All right. Well, let's go on with more of this. It's a piece from back in May. And in fact, she's done multiple parts. This comedian host, if you will, Samantha Bee, she's smashed the religious right quite a bit and pro-life, et cetera, and conservatism. And this particular piece on May the 9th had to do with pregnancy care centers. And They came after very hard. Charisse Scott is one of the women they talked to.
So I ended up at a crisis pregnancy center after looking in the yellow pages. I chose that listing because it was the largest ad.
All right, back to Vicky Saporta.
They locate next to an abortion clinic, sometimes in the same building. They con women into thinking that they provide the full range of reproductive health care services when they absolutely do not.
I know it's hard for you to hear that.
Well, it's a lie.
Yeah.
We tell women we do pregnancy testing that, and we'll, you know, do options counseling with you. We never say that we're a medical clinic. We never say that we'll do anything like that. Mm-hmm. We say we're not a nurse. We can't answer that question for you.
How about just for asking? I mean, how about other centers around the country? You go to a lot of a lot of directors around the nation.
I do. And a lot of them are medical centers. That means they can do ultrasounds. Some of them do STD testing and they have medical people in their office. This particular sketch has somebody doing an ultrasound, and she looks just like a buffoon. She has no idea what she's doing. They don't have people who don't know what they're doing. They have ultrasound technicians doing the ultrasounds.
That actually is the comedian Samantha Bee. We're going to hear that in just a second. But this is more of Charisse Scott, who talks about her experience as a pregnancy care center client.
I did feel like when I was in the facility for the ultrasound that I was talking to a real nurse giving me real medical information about my body.
She was. She was talking to a real ultrasound person who is.
Now, she's trying to say, like, I thought I was talking to an RN, but I mean, you're saying.
Yeah, well, she said a real nurse. Uh-huh. She was with a real ultrasound technician uh-huh. who knows what she's doing.
Yeah. Okay, this is more of Vicky Saporta, president of the National Abortion Federation, her attack on pregnancy care centers like the one Melinda heads up, Apple and Eau Claire.
Most of these fake clinics do not have licensed medical staff. Women are often given false ultrasound results to make it seem like they're much further along in their pregnancies than they are.
So again, after this is there, this is kind of mixed in. It's a sketch, and there's somewhat news. Again, this is the birth of, in terms of Jon Stewart, The Daily Show, infotainment, amusing ourselves to death. You go back to Neil Postman, and again, people want their news, but they wanted entertainment. And so that's what's coming here. It's late night comedy on cable, WTBS, with Samantha Bee. And then she's the one who's playing the gynecologist here, if you will.
I hear a heartbeat.
She's kind of pretending like she's using the stethoscope. I hear a heartbeat, and she's actually got the device over the woman's heart. So in other words, you know, again, it's all this trying to project the image of I'm doing all I can to make you think that your baby is further along, and then kind of feigns this voice.
Mama, I love you.
Did you hear that?
So again, I guess this would be what's called abortion comedy, right? I mean, this is abortion comedy.
That's... And this is not the only abortion comedy on the internet. There's, you know, there's a sketch, and I haven't watched it because I get too mad, Mark. But there's a sketch about there's people in cars going to get an abortion. Have you heard about this one?
Yeah, that was really bad too. Uh-huh. I did see that. No, that's
and it did not go over well, by the way.
It's a takeoff on Jerry Seinfeld, comedians in cars getting coffee. And so it, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they got kind of slammed for it because it's not funny.
No, I'm with you. All right. I know this is rough, people. Hang in there. But again, we're pointing you towards Apple's Walk for Life. Stand up against the hate towards Apple and other pregnancy care centers. Stand up against the lies towards pregnancy care centers, and let's turn out. Let's raise over $50,000 for Apple on September 17th. Where do you go on Facebook again to get your information?
Friendsofapple.org.
All right. Patton Oswalt was involved with this abortion comedic slam.
Most cons want to take the mark for their money, but these flim-flamsters want something even more precious.
They gained my trust. I thought that I was somewhere to have a procedure done.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Find the fetus, and here we go.
Again, I know it's a really serious subject. You'd expect it in a news documentary, but this is a comedy show slam, the likes of which has not been seen. And so Vicky Saporta, the president of the National Abortion Federation.
They want women to believe that there are long-term negative consequences, like they won't be able to have children, like they will suffer from post-abortion stress syndrome, or that they would have an increased risk of breast cancer. They make them wait hours for the results of a pregnancy test, which are pretty instantaneous, in order to make them listen to sermons and hear their propaganda and false medical information.
Melinda, do people, clients at Apple, are they required to listen to sermons?
It's just so ridiculous. Yeah. I can't even believe it. You know what? We just really want to hear what her heart is and what's going on and how can we help you. And we'd like to listen to your, you know, listen to your issues and listen to what's going on. And that's, it's just ridiculous.
All right, let me shorten it up. We won't go to everything. That's probably the best news you've heard all day.
It is.
let me do just a little. We're going to focus in on the client because I want to work towards, there's one particular quote from Charisse Scott that I think is the most stunning. And yeah. So let's continue to work through her story.
They got me to watch the video by telling me, you know, we want to inform you about what an abortion is. It was a mixture of real women and animation. For the animation, they show a doctor going in with clamps to latch onto the baby's head and pull the baby out. It was the scariest Looney Tune cartoon I had ever seen in my life.
So do people at Apple, do you watch?
There is a CareNet video that was done. You can go online and find it. You can go look at it. And it's very informative. We have not used it at this point, but it shows people what abortion is. You know why it was scary? Because it's true.
This is more from Charisse Scott.
The nurse told me that if I had an abortion, that my uterus would be perforated and I would not be able to have children.
I just find that hard to believe.
I do, too.
All right.
We've never told anybody anything like that. Not that can't happen. You know, I'll tell you, we have a really great CareNet magazine called Before You Decide that's full of totally documented, medically correct information. Every single thing that's medical is footnoted. We didn't make anything up in these brochures and in these magazines and stuff. We're going to tell her that there are consequences to abortion because the abortion rights people don't tell you that. They don't believe that.
We're talking to Melinda Gardner, Apple Pregnancy Care Center, their 35th anniversary. They're celebrating and the Walk for Life, September 17th. If you've been a client with Apple or you've been a volunteer with them or worked with them, we'd love to hear from you this hour. We may spill over after 11 on to WOGO. We'll see on FM 103.1, AM 680, and WOGO.com. But something is occurring to me. Is whether it's you talking about encouraging kids towards abstinence, saving themselves from marriage, or it's this abortion subject, it's the battle over truth, isn't it? I mean, you talk to them about that there's no condom for their heart, right? There's no birth control for their soul.
Right.
And who talks about that otherwise, really?
Right.
I mean, you don't get that in secular education. You just don't.
No.
It's seen that all you are is what we see. And similarly, in terms of abortion, I remember we've done so many shows over the years.
Right.
And it's sad that this is the last one for now, but who knows what's down the line. But the fact is that one time I do remember us talking to a woman from, I think it was called the National Coalition religious groups for abortion.
Right.
And you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And you were kind of stunned because she was blaming, she's like, these groups, whether it was live or I had to record it. She was talking about the fact that, pregnancy care centers and pro-lifers, they want to somehow persuade women or convince women that the abortion is going to harm them in some way. And beyond physically, I mean, it's not guaranteed, but isn't there research in terms of showing that, what about the psychological and emotional impacts of an abortion?
Right. And you know what, Mark? I'm the one that does almost all the post-abortion work.
We talked about 180 women have gone through post-abortion counseling.
Yeah, I think it's 117.
All right.
But the point is that there are people that walk through our doors and say, I don't know how to live with this. And this happened, I did this 25 years ago or 30 years ago or a year ago, and I need help because I'm in a lot of pain. And you know what? You can say all you want that doesn't exist. I know those women. I've listened to their story and their pain and their heartbreak. and walked through stuff with them for weeks. And you can't say it doesn't hurt women or men. Let me tell you, there are men in pain over it too.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be there for those people because nobody else is. They're not going to help you in an abortion clinic. They don't think you're in pain.
So, and over the years, we've heard from different women and turned the story. I think that's where the battle is in terms of one side is, you know, the accusation from the abortion rights side and even sometimes religious groups, I get, is saying that, oh, you're trying to convince them. Well, others are trying to say that you're trying to convince them that you're just fine. There's nothing here.
Right, right.
Move along.
Yeah, yeah. And if that were true, they wouldn't walk in our door and go, I've never told this to one other person before.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you because I trust you.
All right. I'm going to go to the last cut here from Charisse Scott.
Go ahead.
And this is what was most stunning to me.
Yeah.
I love my son. Absolutely. But I'll be very honest with you. If I could do this all over again, I would have an abortion.
Now, again, that's hard to comprehend. Let me just backtrack a little bit on something that we didn't play. She talked about this.
When it was difficult to get food stamps, or when it was difficult to get his father on child support, they weren't there.
Yeah, and she seemed to claim that the pregnancy care center had disappeared.
She said, I wrote it down, they disappeared without a trace.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know where they went. Yeah. Maybe they didn't have enough money to stay open.
Right.
We've been there for 35 years, and we have people walk through our doors every single week for formula and diapers and baby food and all that stuff.
Yeah. One more time. This is sort of an incomprehensible comment here.
I love my son. Absolutely. But I'll be very honest with you. If I could do this all over again, I would have an abortion.
All right. Emil is in Eau Claire. Hi, Emil. You're on Front Page with Mark and Melinda.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Okay.
I know. Hang in there, Melinda. I know it's got to be aggravating for you.
Thank you.
Honestly, it's aggravating for me to even really... You know, and it can be discouraging, you know, and like you mentioned earlier, Mark, you know, we are on the front lines, you know, and especially you guys, man, you guys are making a huge difference, not only in America, but in the world, man. And I think it's awesome. I really do. You know, like we know it, you know, ever since the Garden of Eden, man, it's been a battle, you know, it's been a war.
That's
you
right.
Know, and the problem, a big issue with America as a whole is that we've lost sight of the war. You know, we're so caught up in Facebook, and we're so caught up with all the crap that we get thrown at us that, you know, like, for example, this comedy show that we're dissecting today and reviewing, you know, it's crap. You know, it's and the worst thing about it is that it's got a little bit of truth. Oh, you guys offer this and that, and then followed by a lie. And let's be honest, who's the source of that? You know, mm-hmm. Who does have that? You know?
Well, here's the appreciate your call, Emil. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. You guys... continues a good fight. I appreciate
what
it.
I believe Thank about you. The pregnancy care center movement, somebody said it long ago, and I think it's never been said better, is that the pregnancy care center movement embodies Jesus. Where would Jesus be in terms of the pro-life fight? Would he be involved legislatively? Would he be involved with sidewalk counseling? Maybe. But I think the grace and truth, and Jesus came full of grace and truth, it tells us in John chapter 1, and I think the grace and truth embodied by the pregnancy care center movement, as you documented in the beginning, has been over the 35 reasons. I mean, it's well beyond a pregnancy test and
right.
So many practical ways. And I feel bad. I mean, if we could take Samantha Bee and pray for these people, Patton Oswalt, mm-hmm. and all of the head of the National Abortion Federation. I mean, Bernard Nathanson once, he was a part of starting NARAL. But I had the privilege of, somebody was asking me last night, some folks had me for dinner, like, what was your best interview? What was your worst? And all these things. And so one of the privileges was interviewing Bernard Nathanson. I mean, this guy went from abortionist. He told me he oversaw 75,000 abortions. 75,000 abortions. Ultimately, he became a pro-lifer, but he wasn't necessarily a Christian. And ultimately, before the end of his life, he did come to faith. And he'll tell you what, he told me in terms of partial birth abortion, he said, no, don't call it that. It's infanticide. His mm-hmm. words, not mine.
Wow.
So, all right, we've got one more segment. Randy in Eau Claire, an email. She sent us many emails over the years, but this one says, riled up, 2 exclamation points, what Randy has to say. And your thoughts as well to what you've heard, 723-2555, 1-800-657-4769. Email mark@wib.com, front page.
Important message from Muldoon's Menswear in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. We are having a sidewalk sale today until 6 p.m. Everything outside is 80% off. Remember, 80% off, $25 pair of shoes, now $5. Muldoon's Menswear, Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heel. Use as directed.
Pat Couture here with the Purpose Driven Retirement Show and Keystone Financial. Well, you've asked the questions and it's time for the answers. Once a month, we get to answer some great questions from our clients and listeners on this radio show. Join me as we devote this show to answering great questions in understandable English. The Purpose Driven Retirement Show airs this Wednesday at 7:30 and again Saturdays at 5:30 right here on WWIB.
For 20 years, we've been offering you the Wow Hits CD, and now we're excited to offer you Wow Hits 20th Anniversary, the ultimate library of Christian adult contemporary music. You've heard it here on WIB. 30 songs, 30 Christian artists spanning the last 15 years. You'll enjoy hit songs by Amy Grant, Switchfoot, For Him, Casting Crowns, Newsboys, and others. Double your suggested gift of $60 during Catch and Match August. Ask for the double CD, Wow Hits 20th Anniversary. Go to WWIB, call, write, or drop in here at our studios. By your side.
Actually, tricks and illusions are fun, but crisis pregnancy centers are just plain...
Insert vulgarity. That was from Patton Oswalt on that full frontal piece on TBS back in May, which, yes, Emo, we did dissect in segments 2 and 3. And so, Melinda, thank you for enduring that. All right, front page, WWIB, if you have any further reaction. But and we'll get to Randy's email riled up, and then she's got another one, Common Ground. But again, all of this is meant to, I hope people get riled up and stirred up and get involved. By showing up for Walk for Life September 17th, and between now and then, less than a month, raising whatever funds they can. Let's get over $50,000 this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you don't live in the Chippewa Valley, if you live near another pregnancy center, check it out and see how you can help them too. You can go to optionline.com and find out where your nearest pregnancy center is.
All right, here's what Randy emails in, mark@wib.com in Eau Claire. She says, riled up. She says, opponents sure sound desperate. She says, I happened on something the other day where they were telling the truth about abortion. They glibly stated that 99% of women don't regret their decision for abortion even years later. Wonder what their footnote study for that was. She says, at the Democratic National Convention, my jaw dropped when Hillary Clinton talked about how awful it was that newborn baby girls were left to die, drowned, or spines broken because they were girls. Really? She's worried about that? Randy says, moments earlier, she would have cheered to have those girls have their brains sucked out by partial birth abortion. Hoping this all backfires. Apple's such a beautiful place. Loved hearing all the positive reports of lives touched and blessed so powerfully by Apple. Thanks so very much for all the great work of Apple. Love and prayers, Randy. Also, she adds Common Ground. She says, sure wish both sides could agree to ban partial birth abortion, even limit to 20 weeks due to fetal pain, as Wisconsin has laws for now. Couldn't we at least agree to those things?
Right. Huh. Right. Thank you, Randy, for those sweet words. You are a great support to us, and we love you.
And Jeannie says, I took the training to become a pregnancy counselor at Apple. I think that training is something that could benefit every person, not just someone who would like to volunteer at a pregnancy center. Their work is embodied in love and no judgment. And never see, that's the Christ element, I think, which Jesus, right? I mean, John 3:16 and then verse 17, he did not come to judge the world.
Well, and you know what? We all know that there but the grace of God go I, you know? I mean, a crisis pregnancy can happen to anybody for a lot of different reasons. And, you know, we deal with people who, you know what? They didn't make that choice to be abstinent, but we deal with people who did too and were raped or, you know, those kinds of things. It's not, and the other part of it is, if nobody's telling you not to do that, why are we surprised that people are getting pregnant? Like, that's, you know, that's what happens. That's what's supposed to happen.
Gina goes on to say, I never felt there was a hint of judgment with Apple. Sometimes I would just wait for the judgment, depending on the topic we were discussing, but never. Wow. Just love, understanding, compassion to the extreme. I think I'm going to need to forward this email to you, Melinda. She says, we are very blessed to have this center here in Eau Claire. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do to show the love of Christ to others. You've put moist eyes in the studio, Jeannie, with that wonderful email. Thank you. Again, I guess thinking in terms of men and women, one of the more memorable guests we've had on from these many Apple interviews over the years was a young man who I think did become the parent to the child that he adopted. But for the men and women that you're serving, talk about the needs and the challenges that they face and the way that Apple is there to minister to them.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, a lot of the people that we deal with are living in some pretty pretty hard situations. And some of them, you know, they just didn't have the upbringing that they maybe could have or should have. And that's part of why we do what we do, that we can mentor them. You know, when they walk in, it's about, you know, how are you? What's going on this week? You know, can we get you a cold drink of water? And it's not just about the education part of what we do. It's about supporting them and talking to them about, you know, what does marriage look like? What's a healthy relationship look like? What's going on in your situation right now? Those kinds of things. I remember specifically one of our moms, and she was a married woman, and she was kind of a high strung woman, and she walked in and her baby was just crying and unhappy that day. And I watched one of my staff members say, "Hey, can I hold your baby?" Huh. And they went in the back and talked, and everybody calmed down. And when they walked out an hour later, it was a totally different situation. You know, there are things like that that happen in our center that, I mean, it changes your life, where somebody can go, there's a place I can go and get cared for. You know, I knew you'd help. People walk in without appointments and go, I'm in a crisis. I need somebody to talk to right now. That's an incredible ministry that we have in this community. And you know what else? It's also a huge testimony for what Christians are doing in this community to care for the people that we see. And I had social workers say to me, you should hear what your clients say about you. Huh. You know, not me personally, uh-huh, about the center.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, it's happening out there. People are like, yeah, I go there. It's awesome.
Hmm. Shelly's in Menominee on front page, WWIB, 3:30 before 11. Hi, Shelly.
Hi. Hi, Melinda.
Hello.
I am coming up on almost 7 years of since I first stumbled in your doors. I am a proud grandmother, and I give tons of credit and praise and referrals to your care center, Apple. And I just remember feeling so lost as when we were in that situation. And like so many places, there are referrals to abortion clinics, and I was screaming and raging and railing for something different, another alternative, another answer. And I banged on enough doors and talked to enough people, and finally someone mentioned Apple Pregnancy Care Center, and I called immediately, and we were received, and we were loved, and we were not judged. We found enough of that in our community, in our family, and with our neighbors in some cases. And what a blessing of service and friendship and love we all received, the mother, the father, the baby, and myself. And I cannot say loudly enough, thank you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for calling. I remember you.
I knew. I thought you would. I just love you. And from the moment I walked in your office, you were just there, and emails and follow-ups, and just thank you, thank you, thank you. It's nothing worth doing is ever easy. If we hold out, there is always blessings, always to be found in all of it. So that's my message about Apple.
Shelley, thank you so much. What a great way to end this hour on a up note like that of such heartfelt gratitude. Thank you so much.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Thank you.
And hope to see you. Hope folks will see you September 17th at Owen Park in Eau Claire for Walk for Life if you can make it, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, Melinda, for people who want to be involved, hopefully they will get involved. How do they get the form and start raising support?
Yep, check your church, call the center, and we'll send you in, or go to friendsofapple.org, and you can register online. We'd love to see you there.
For having endured the attack from TBS back in May, we give you this blessing on your way out the door from Jesus, from Matthew 5, 11, and 12. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
Oh, amen.
Thank you, Melinda.
Thanks, Mark.
Love you, sister.
I love you, too.